Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed break.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Anita Rosen is the author of several books, including her new one, Integrating, what's the first word?
Agile.
Integrating Agile Scrum with Waterfall Project Management.
Right.
How about that? Sometimes I even amaze myself. Is it available wherever books are sold?
Amazon.
All right. Is it e-book?
And paper.
Okay, so hardback, physical book too. Okay, so
it's
check it out.
Not hardback, but softback.
Okay.
Paperback.
And ReadyGo.com?
Yes.
So check out the website, all the other things that she does. You'll be smarter when you do. Okay, so we're talking about artificial intelligence. Take off. Go ahead and tell us what you're concerned about. Elon Musk thinks it's a big problem.
Oh, it is the way of the future, but again, it's just fancy words. Every 10 years, they change the words of what's going on. So the big thing that's going on right now in programming is artificial intelligence. And all that means is that it has to do with the algorithms that they're using, which is different than if you're writing websites and if you're doing apps on a phone. You're not using artificial intelligence in those apps on that website. You have a server that has maybe artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different kinds of programming, and the programming that you're using on these big, big servers, we can only do it now because we have massive big servers that are inexpensive to store data
mm-hmm.
and really, really fast. So what you can do is you can have artificial intelligence, and all that really means is you have very complex algorithms that can run through and figure things out faster. So if to use the car, which we're now, there's all these cars out there. So if you have autonomous cars, I should say.
Right. You have a bunch of them out there where you are.
A lot of them where we are. If you have autonomous cars and they come up to a stop sign, they have to identify what a stop sign is. So they probably need 100,000 pictures of a stop sign
mm-hmm.
to know what it looks like. Because it's raining. Has it been bent over? There's
right.
no intelligence there. And how long does it take a computer to be able to run through 100,000 pictures? Well, 20 years ago, it would probably take them a couple hours.
Right.
You can't have a car driving down the street that's going to take a couple hours to identify if
right.
that's a stop sign.
It's got to do it in a split second.
It needs to be sub-second. So the latency, how long it takes, is called latency. The latency is so small that they can actually do these really complex operations fast. And that's why you're getting to artificial
right.
intelligence. So it's really
but that's
not
the,
artificial
But that's the mechanical side, isn't it?
Pardon?
That's the mechanical side. That's the digital side, the physical
the digital,
side. The physical
right.
side.
And
yeah.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
There's two sides to the equation. The one side is, should you do it? And I know, Jim, that's something you spend a lot of time thinking.
Yep.
Other side is the digital side is, can you do it? So
mm-hmm.
the reason you're seeing this big growth in artificial intelligence, it's really not artificial intelligence. What it is the same thing, the reason that you get Google searches so fast, is because you've got these massive computers that can run through
mm-hmm.
really, really fast so that they can provide information that if you tried to do it 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was just impossible. And the cost has come down so much that it's feasible to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what artificial intelligence is. How it's affecting, and we were going to talk about specifically manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these arms in manufacturing, and you're saying, oh, it's doing away with jobs. Well, it's not doing away with jobs, it's changing jobs. If you have a guy that spends every day moving his arm left to right to paint, why do you have a guy there? You're probably going to be much better if you have a robot doing
mm-hmm.
that.
But unless you train that guy who was painting to build the robot, he's out of a job, and somebody else gets the job that got replaced, and that's where that disruption is what's creating such challenges right now in our society, isn't it?
Correct, but there's two pieces to that. One is you're gonna need a mechanic to be managing all of these arms, The other thing is, the reason we have such disruption right now is we can't have men and machines working together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the next holy grail, believe it or not. I keep on saying, you're missing the point, because I'll watch things on TV, and they'll say, you see, there isn't a person there.
Right.
Look at that thing. Well, there's a reason there isn't a person there, is because the machines only do an operation, and if a man walks into a room and the machine's doing the operation, it will kill a man.
Right.
You can't have men and machine working
together.
Plus,
there's a story about the future factory, a man and a dog and the machine. The machine's there to do the work, and the man there's to feed the dog, and the dog's there to keep the man from touching the machine.
Well, but the next generation, what they're trying to work
I gotta go, Anita. Come back soon. Good job today. ReadyGo.com, folks. That's her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.